A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let me tell you something. Do you believe the children how stressed are? In the beginning, when they came here, they like shocked. Oh, Santa, are you going to open Santa House? Are you coming because of the war? I cannot promise them because I didn't know what's going on. But I say, let's pray together and I'm coming. But it's not easy.
Yeah, because I read that a lot of church leaders here in Jerusalem have been asking to not celebrate Christmas in the same ways that they usually do, right? I think Bethlehem is not going to be decorated.
Yeah, well, listen, this is them choices, the churches, okay, as a religion site, but it's not good for children.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you hopefully know, we're in the middle of our annual listener drive. If you haven't yet done so, I really hope you contribute. But we're also continuing with our wartime diaries. These, of course, aren't exactly stories, but rather quick conversations, or postcards, that try to capture slivers of life right now. So it's a sad Christmas Eve here in Jesus' homeland. The alleyways of Jerusalem's old city, the streets of Nazareth, the churches of Bethlehem, all usually bustling with countless pilgrims and tourists from all over the world, are, this year, largely empty. There are no trees, no stars, no sparkling lights. Christmas has essentially been cancelled. And not just as a figure of speech. Back in November, the patriarchs and heads of practically all the local Christian denominations issued a decree calling upon their flocks to forgo any public or joyous celebration of the holiday in solidarity with the victims of the war. But our producers Yael Ben-Hurin and Mitch Ginsberg found one man who simply cannot accept the idea of a Christmasless year. And that man is Issa Kasasiya. Here he is.
My name is Issa Anis Kasasiya. I'm from Jerusalem, from the old city of Jerusalem. My family live here more than 900 years. I used to be a professional basketball player for 25 years. And now I'm doing basketball coaching. And always I'm busy. But now, for me, it's a more busy month for me, December.
Because Issa, besides basketball and training, you have an alter ego, don't you?
Yes, I'm Santa, actually. I'm the first Santa Claus certificate Santa in the Middle East and from the Holy Land. People in the Jerusalem, they don't call me, like most of the people now call me Santa, they don't call me Issa. How I become Santa Claus? When I was a small kid, I never meet Santa Claus in my life, like real Santa Claus. My father used to wear a Santa suit for his kids, like for me and my two sisters. And then before 15 years, I saw this suit inside the cupboard and I put it on just for fun. And I just put it on and I went to Jaffa Gate and I just say, wow, people are very happy and very excited to see Santa Claus. And I was not really with a good suit, like a normal suit, not like professional. And everybody is smiling, everybody happy, kids are like laughing, and everybody want to have picture with Santa. I say, wow, really? This is like, I just wear it for 1 hour. The next years and years, everybody say, are you coming to Jaffa Gate just for 1 hour, 2 hours? Say, yeah, I'll come. And I do this for 5 years. And after 5 years, I start to think about something different. How can I come to Jerusalem? We don't have reindeer. We have transports, which is thousands of years, which they used to use a camel.
Where did you get the camel?
Well, the camel usually stand on the Mount of Olive. The guy there, he's my friend. I just tell him, can I use your camel? He say, yeah, why? What do you want to do? I say, I want to be on the camel like Santa Claus to enter Jerusalem. I entered the Jaffa Gate area and everybody was shocked.
It's not so easy to ride a camel. Was it your first time?
No, I tried before, but not as a Santa Claus. But when you're a Santa, you need always to keep your hands up, waving for people. It's different than you are just holding the camel, especially when he stand up. It's not easy, but I'm used to.
So you've never fallen off?
No, thank God. Then I cannot have my good season. I try to be always be careful. And in 2016, I received a call from a Santa school in the United States. Say, are you Santa Claus who ride the camel in Jerusalem? I say, yes. Do you like to attend to our Santa Claus school? And I went to a Santa school in the United States. I was with 600 Santa Claus, and it was good experience for me. They teach you how to deal with children first, how to make your ho-ho-ho, because ho-ho-ho come from your belly.
Could you describe what it actually takes to transform into Santa, if, okay, so that they can imagine?
Well, that's what we learn in the school. Mm-hmm. We learn a lot. They show you how to be clean, how to dress up. You need to be fit, Santa Claus, too. They show you how to do cookies, and of course, they teach you how to make toys. I make a lot of wood toys from all natural wood. And more important, give patience for children as much you can. Mm. They take you to learn about new suits, new belt, that's a special boots. It's handmade. Actually, the man who did it for me, he say, you know what? I'm very proud that I did these boots for you because you walk on the steps of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem.
What does your day-to-day life look like when you are on the Santa season?
Well, I spend a lot of time in my Santa house because I have a lot of visitors. And
do you get many letters?
Yes, I have a mailbox outside. I have a lot. I try to read as much as I can. It's not easy. Thousands of letters. But I want to tell you something. When I was in the States, I did an oath. I promised in the Bible, say, I need to give the children as much as I can do. Usually when you go different country, I've been in Finland, in Lapland, and you see that there's like 10 people working only for letters. I'm here alone by myself. If I have in the future a lot of employee, I can read all the letters.
Can we read one now, maybe?
Yeah.
Can we see one?
I can show you. That's straight. This is a good one. Kul sani wa anta salim, Papa Noel. I mean, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Sani biddi jib hidiya ala zoak. I want you to bring me a gift, what you feel it's good for me. He didn't tell me what, but he say, what you like, bring me. I have another special one in English. I want just receive it also yesterday. I kept it because I like it very much. Okay, this is in two languages. Say, oh Santa, this is Rina. I love you, Santa Claus, and I want a car.
That's a smart kid.
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have two kids. My boy is 17 years old and my girl is 10 years old.
And do they tell their friends that?
Well, let me tell you something. Kids, they don't like what the parents do. It's normal. When I used to play basketball, everybody say to my kid, oh, your dad is Issa playing the basketball player. I say, wow. But for him, it's normal because he's my son. And the same. Your father is Santa Claus of Jerusalem. Okay, it's like normal. Sometimes I play music when my kids was very small. I used to play music with my mouse. Like, when all the children see me doing this, they go like this, opening mouse. Like, wow, what's that? But for my children, they are normal.
Now, talking specifically about this year.
Yes, it's not easy year.
Could you tell us a little bit about your experience since the 7th of October?
Well, let me tell you something. What happened is it's not good. Of course, we don't want this war to happen. And I wish this war stop and never happen again, these things, because really, Jerusalem, it's the city of love and peace. And if we have peace here, we'll be peace all around the world. That's the message of Santa Claus. And in Jerusalem, I'm a little bit confused because I'm dealing with everybody here, you know, and it's not easy for me because I deal with Jewish, I deal with Christian, I deal with Muslims, and everybody come to Santa House. And for me, I need everybody to live together in happiness.
I am curious what it's like for the children who are Jewish or the children who are Muslim. Like, what sort of interactions do you have with them? What sort of questions do they ask? And do you tailor your answers to each one to make sure the parents don't faint while you're talking?
Okay. Let's say some of the really Orthodox Jew, they don't celebrate Christmas. Okay. But I have some people came for Hanukkah. They passed here. They came 2 days ago here because they celebrate. They want to go to the Wailing Wall. And they came here and they say, oh, Mom, this is Santa Claus? This is what you're talking about, Santa Claus? I say, yeah. And he was happy because I give him chocolate. He make picture with me. I was telling him, what you want gift for Christmas? And he say, really? He give gifts? And he feel happy. He left happiness. He tell me, I'm going to the Wailing Wall now for Hanukkah. Thank you, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah at the same time.
It feels like it's an interesting role now also when Jews and Muslims are very much at war.
Yes.
To represent the Christian side. Do you feel like you're able to...
I try. I try my best. I can give a message of peace. As the only Santa Claus in Jerusalem, I will send this message for everybody. Not only for Christian, not only for Muslim, not only for Jew. Everybody. It's not easy. Let me tell you something. If I go to Jaffa Gate, maybe you met the Orthodox Jews. They say, no, what is this? We don't want to see Santa here. You know, this is not city for this. Every religion have his own way to believe, but always giving them the smile. I never go against them. That's how it is. But it's not easy to do it in Jerusalem. It's not easy.
Would you go to Gaza if they allowed you to go?
Well, if they allowed me, I can go not only to Gaza, but also to the border in Ashkelon or wherever. I can go both of sides. But in other side, I say maybe I don't want to put myself much in political. But if it will be something with peace, I will go there for the children. We are not presidents or we are not someone who can just stop the war. But we always say, inshallah, what God will.
So that is what Santa wants for Christmas. I can't believe we got to ask that.
Yes, as I told you, my message this year, it's a special message. Hope, love, and peace from the heart of the world, Jerusalem, in the Holy Land.
Santa Claus הגיעה לעזה מחופש למתנדב בארגון של האום לעזרה הומניטרית עננים של סוף דצמבר נאספו מעל הים והשן עלה מעל העיר לא נעים לא לחשוב עכשיו על מרק וג'ו על איזבל וקריסטיאן ואנה עם כל המתנות והעצים המוארים ופה חבל רק 3 שעות ביום חשמל יושב שותה קצת קוניאק בכניסה אל הנמל חושב חבל כל כך חבל לא רחוק מכאן יא סנטה ישוע נוצרי נולד ילד שם יפה יש כאן עוד הרבה כאלה וכוכב מעל בית לחם ואחר כך הניסים ובסוף הצלב והקוצים לא קוראים ניסים יותר בעיר הזאת אל תרגיש שזה הכל עליך עם כל המתנות אתה חייב לצאת עכשיו לפורטוגל הלילה עוד ארוך וזה חבל איך תנהג עכשיו את הים נוהג ביד אחת ומנגב איזו דימה חושב חבל כל כך חבל
Those are beautiful boots.
And a beautiful suit altogether. So here's the giant basket of chocolate.
Yes. A Christmas tree.
Not a real tree, though? You went with
Well, no, you can't put here, really, because not massive, because you need to change it every year.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have good, like, very good quality of Christmas tree in the Holy Land. And, of course, my workshop here. You can see all the tools that you can make toys from wood. Beautiful. Painting, cutting wood, and the material, the sewing machine.
And what are these old beautiful books you have here on the shelf?
Well,
what's Santa reading these days?
I make like a decoration. But here I have, of course, the Night Before Christmas, and that's my certificates, as you can see.
The children get a certificate?
Of course, I write the names here to show them that they are good in the good list, because I have a naughty and nice list. But for me, all children are in the good list.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Where you come from?
Russia.
Oh, Slava Bogu. Давай. How are you guys?
Good.
Stand
up?
Yes. Can. Yes. Can.
Okay. Come here. Take your right side. And we're Slava Bogu.
Slava Bogu. Baruch Hashem.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Come here. See, they came all the way from Bat Yam to come here to see Santa Claus. Oh,
amazing! Amazing picture.
One more.
We're gonna see the tree.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.